last word on business.
With Forvis Mazars. Expert corporate finance, tax and M&A services. Driving your business growth. Visit forvismazars.ie.
Ian Guider from the Business Plus. We've been hearing a lot about Kerrygold butter recently and the prospects for the loss of sales in the US because of tariffs. What has its owner, Ornua, said today about sales and profits and the potential impact of tariffs?
Yes, well, let's look at their profits from last year, because Ornua, which is the big dairy co-op, as you said, that owns Kerrygold, had their 2024 annual results out today. A much better year for them last year, 130 million of operating profits, up almost 12% on the previous year, and revenues of 3.4 billion euro, flat year on year. And they do point out that up until towards the end of last year, they were making market share gains in the United States and in Britain, where they are the number two best-selling butter brands in both countries. But it is all about this year and what impact tariffs would have, because of course all goods going to the United States currently have a 10% tariff on them. So far, Kerrygold are saying it's not had any impact on consumer choice so far, that even though there's an extra price increase on it, that people are still buying it. In fact, they had stocked up in advance of Donald Trump making the announcement. They had actually sent over quite a bit of their products to the United States in advance, and such is the demand for it that it has already sold out. But they point out that the outlook is very uncertain, that if you start to get these tariffs persisting for several months, or if there was an increase in them, that may hit demand for their key products. So they do say they're keeping an eye on it, and they are looking at potentially other markets where they can extend Kerrygold. So they point out that it has seen big increases around the world in other markets where it is. People do like it. It's a premium brand. They know the story of Irish quality food, and people are still certainly willing to pay for it, even with that tariff on it in the United States. But they do say they are confident in other countries are potentially able to grow their presence.
Now, I see a story has gone up in the Irish Times in the last half hour or so under the headline, Pharma Companies Warn of Investment Exodus from Ireland and Europe. Apparently, the CEOs are demanding radical policy change from the EU, claiming 100 billion euro in future investment is at stake.
Yes.
But do you think, are they chancing their arms a little bit here, trying to manipulate the situation to get what they want in relation to faster approval of drugs, maybe getting things
absolutely,
like making sure that they don't actually have to go to generic as quickly as the EU wants?
Yeah, and never waste a crisis, Matt. And you have the heads of Pfizer, Eli Lilly, MSD, Sanofi, Novartis, Gilead, Bayer, AstraZeneca, Novo Nordisk, all the chief executives writing this letter to EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. I'd imagine it was written with the intention of being leaked, and pointing out, yes, there is uncertainty about this investment. They don't know whether they will have to upstick some of their production to the United States, but there have been a number of things on the books of pharmaceutical companies that they have wanted Europe to change for some time. One of them, as you say, is this time period they have before the drugs lose their patent and you get generic competition. But the other one is around an EU directive that would require them to pay quite a substantial amount of money towards water systems in the country where they operate, because of course these pharmaceutical plants use vast amounts of water, vast quantities, and there's a cleanup cost involved in it. I've known that the pharmaceutical sector here in Ireland have been lobbying the government on this directive for at least the last 3 or 4 years. I've been privy to some of the conversations that some of the pharma executives have had, and they've been getting no traction so far. But perhaps this is the ideal time, telling Ursula von der Leyen, well, there's 50 billion, as you said, Matt, of direct investment in new pharmaceutical manufacturing plants, but also potentially the more valuable investment is about 52 billion in research and development investment, which they're saying all of this could go to the United States, not because of tariffs, but because of the EU's policy. So these company executives, Matt, we always assume that they don't want these tariffs in place and they don't want to go back to the United States. They'll go where they can make money or where they can get a better return on their investment. And right now, they're using this opportunity to put it up to Ursula von der Leyen. If you want us to stay in Europe, change these directives and do something to help us.
I think they need the EU markets and need the other markets that they'll be able to access from the EU if they can't access them from the United States. One other one I want to ask you about, I still call Free Now Halo. I'm old-fashioned like that. But I see it's been bought by Lyft, which I'm not sure is that great news for free now, because Lyft is very much running second to Uber in the international taxi market.
Yeah, and there's some people calling it my taxi. So yes, FreeNow has been bought by Lyft for $200 million, about 175 million euro. Lyft is a competitor in the US to Uber. In fact, it was there a little bit before Uber, but has fallen way behind in the United States. But this is their first venture into Europe. And I think the fact that it was sold, FreeNow sold for about $200 million, shows how much it has actually struggled in some European countries to take the fight to Uber. Here in Ireland, it's got a strong presence, as it has in Germany. But in some markets like the United Kingdom, like France, Italy, and parts of the continent, it actually has struggled to compete with Uber. So now it does have a parent, a US company, buying it that has deeper pockets, but they're certainly nowhere near to catching up with Uber. And I think, Matt, one of the things that people will struggle is another name change once again. This comes as a lot of people would have complaints about the service, that they can't get a taxi when they want it, that the taxis drop off the list, that they are struggling, that there's cancellations, and that when you want to go to the airport early morning, you can't actually get a driver. So there's lots of operations.
You sound like a man who's speaking from bitter experience. Either guide or we'll have to leave it there. Thank you.
The Last Word on Today FM.